relief factor, pain relief that's natural, pain relief that works, and pain relief that attacks the source of the pain. That's the experience of tens of thousands of Americans who are taking Relief Factor right now. See their incredible video endorsements at ReliefFactor.com and then order your three-week quick starter pack for just $19.95. That's less than a dollar a day. Find out if it can work for you like it works for me by ordering your three-week quick starter pack today. ReliefFactor.com, ReliefFactor.com. Be the next success story.
I had a neck problem a couple of years ago, and the orthopedist couldn't figure it out. No one was mystified. They said, oh, you might have a little arthritis. I saw one of Mike's ads. I went and got a pillow. 2 days later, I woke up without a crick for the first time in maybe a year, and I've been crick-free in my neck. And I told this recently to the MyPillow folks. It really changed my life, literally. I mean, it's an honest story, and my wife will tell you. I used to wake up every night in misery with my neck, and now I'm up every day. I feel great, and I credit those MyPillows for my relief.
When you get unrehearsed testimony like that from somebody you trust, you know you've got to believe it. That is, of course, none other than John Solomon talking about the amazing MyPillow. No more cricks in his neck. Same for me. I have the same issue. Started sleeping on MyPillow. Gone! That's why he sold 51 million of them. They're trying to cancel him. Support him now. Go to MyPillow.com, promo code G-O-R-K-A, and Mike's going to give you up to 66% off right now. Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-829-8468. That's 800-829-8468. MyPillow.com, promo code G-O-R-K-A. And we have him with us right now. He is the investigative reporter we trust the most, the founder of the new media giant, JustTheNews.com. John, I asked you before on the Rumble feed. I did not expect that answer. Let all of our radio listeners know. Are you still off Twitter?
I'm still locked out of my account for an offense that they can't even describe what I did wrong.
Okay, so give everybody who's not familiar, what's the backstory? What did you post that got you suspended?
I posted a factually accurate story about a study done by an NIH contractor in a respected peer-reviewed magazine, and the study itself was peer-reviewed, saying, hey, there may be some issues with the COVID vaccine affecting liver tissue or liver DNA. Lots of people have socialized this study. Other news organizations have. For some reason, I was locked out for doing the same thing. And by the way, we had fair comment from the CDC. We did all the things a journalist is supposed to do. This is just censorship for the purpose of censorship, not for any standards. There's no explanation for it other than they want to silence my voice.
Are there any instructions? Have you been ordered to delete the tweet or what's
nothing.
The latest?
No, they just said wait 7 days and maybe you'll be out of jail. I don't know. It's crazy. And I've tried to write them saying, please describe my offense so I don't do it again. You can't get any information back. It's just, you're shadow boxing with a ghost. You can't tell even what you did. I'll tell you because they probably don't know that you did anything wrong.
Yeah. Yeah. He is the author of Fallout, Nuclear Bribes, Russian Spies, and the Washington Lies that Enriched the Clinton and Biden Families. Follow him right now, J. Solomon Reports. John, what are you working on for your TV show? What's the latest stories you're going to break?
Yeah, we're going to talk a little bit about John Durham and the filing over the weekend.
Oh, yes.
Big filing from him.
Yeah, and Ted, you know who you are, Ted. Thank you for sending me the filing as soon as it dropped. I've got somebody who just, boop, sends me the documents. I ask, hey, Dan Bongino, have you got it? No, send it to me. So give us a little update on what's happening with Durham.
Yeah. Listen, he basically, for the first time, accused Hillary Clinton's lawyer, Michael Sussman, of political deceit, of dropping a false allegation on the FBI and then lying about who he was doing it on behalf of. And what Sussman had argued is, he asked the judge, please dismiss these charges because lying to the FBI should be protected by the First Amendment. It's one of his arguments. And the second
can you stop there? A lawyer actually said, I mean, that lying to a federal agent is part of the Constitution.
He basically said that this would have a chilling effect on free speech if he was allowed to be prosecuted for lying to the FBI. I'm not making it up. You can read it at Just the News. It's crazy. So there's that argument. And then the other argument is that what he told the FBI wasn't material. It didn't have an effect, and therefore it can't be prosecuted as a felony. Well, John Durham had a very different filing, and he said it was material. In fact, if Michael Sussman had told the truth and said he was bringing this to the FBI on behalf of the Clinton campaign and tech exec aligned with the campaign, the FBI might not have even opened this part of the Russian investigation.
Well, this again, I don't know who his lawyers are, but they seem to be rather cretinous, because it's because of this meeting that the FBI opened an investigation. So how can you say it's immaterial to a government?
Yeah, no, listen, I think that's exactly what John Durham said, which is, I don't get this argument at all, but just in case you do, here, let me give you our side of it. It was a very powerful filing. And, you know, it also reminds you how much history could have been changed had the Clinton people just told the truth. That I think, is the single biggest headline from this filing. And then otherwise, on the show tonight, we used some open records requests. We got the body cam footage of the night that Alan West, Lieutenant Colonel Alan West, Texas gubernatorial candidate, former Florida congressman, his wife was arrested. Angela was arrested for DUI. The charges were dropped because it turns out she wasn't intoxicated at all. The video footage is very eye-opening. It seems to suggest a very unusual episode between police, including the fact that she blew into the breathalyzer, didn't show any alcohol, and they arrested her anyways. I think a lot of people are going to be talking about this footage after we air it tonight.
And you're a big cop guy. Your dad was a cop, but there's something strange here. I want to see that footage. That's Real America's Voice tonight.
Yes, 6 o'clock tonight on Real America's Voice on Just the News, Not Noise.
All right, I've got 60 seconds left. Let me run something past you that somebody said to me at CPAC. I asked them whether they trust Durham or not, and he says Durham is cautious. He's always cognizant of the political atmosphere around him, and he's not going to drop the hammer unless there is a big victory for Republicans in the midterms. What do you think of that analysis?
Yeah, it's inconsistent with what I've seen in the conduct of the case. And this is a guy that just goes about his business, has been doing grand jury fighting, piercing attorney-client privilege. I don't think the election is even in the forefront of his mind. It certainly is not on the mind of any of the witnesses he's talked to. They describe a very professional, leak-free, determined investigation that is trying to get to the truth. So at least from my reporting, I don't see that. I understand the suspicion, but I don't see it from the reporting.
All right. Well, we trust your judgment. Follow him. Jay Solomon reports. Also, justthenews.com. And the book is Fallout: Nuclear Bribes, Russian Spies, and the Washington Lies That Enriched the Clinton and Biden Families. Thank you, John. Your call's next here on America First, coming to you live from the relieffactor.com studios. Relief Factor. Pain relief that works. Pain relief that's real. Pain relief that is liberating tens of thousands of Americans across the country, me included. Yes, I had a lower back pain issue that plagued me for 9 years, almost a decade. I took Relief Factor. 2 weeks later, I was pain-free, and I'm still pain-free more than 3 years later. That should be you. That could be you. Just listen to Debron from Massachusetts. This is her Relief Factor story. I just started taking Relief Factor 4 days ago. My hip pain is gone. I had a horrible time sleeping because of the pain. I absolutely love how I am feeling. Thank you, Relief Factor. Just those words, my hip pain is gone, should provide you all the motivation you need. Whether it's your back, your hip, your knees, whatever it is, find out today. Order the 3 week quick starter pack. It'll be at your door in 3 days or less. Take it morning and evening like I do. And I promise you, Dr. G's guarantee, by the end of those 3 weeks, you will know whether it works for you, like it works for me, Debron, and thousands of your fellow Americans. You know it makes sense. You've waited long enough. What's your excuse? The only thing you have to lose is the pain. Do it today. Call 800-500-8384, relieffactor.com. That number, 800-500-8384, Relief Factor. Know it makes sense. What are you waiting for? Do it now. Relieffactor.com.
This is America First with Sebastian Gorka.
We're going to do something a little bit different next. We're going to have a guest in studio that may surprise you. I think you'll be very happy. But first, have you checked out the latest gear? The America First website, sebgorkastore.com. We've got the Americans Abandoned in Afghanistan, You Are Not Forgotten flag and T-shirt. And thanks to Randy, we have our T-shirt that celebrates the resistance, the leadership of Vladimir Zelensky in Ukraine. The message he sent Biden: I don't need a ride, I need ammunition. Get all your gear, send the Biden regime a message. Pick out my second book, Why We Fight, that has a chapter on the Russian threat. SebGorkaStore.com. That's SebGorkaStore.com. Do it today. Oh, it's got all the Let's Go Brandon gear as well. Now, in studio, traveled very great distances to get here, is none other than my producer, the producer of the best show in radio. It's Mr. G. Jeff, welcome.
I know, this is interesting. I'm looking at something that I have not seen. I've sat 5 feet from here for 3.5 years. I'm admiring everything that's behind you.
You've been behind me, behind a glass screen, hiding behind a monitor, because you don't like to be seen when you're working. Is this true?
I'm usually working, that's why.
Right. You're busy.
Exactly.
Okay, and you're having a lot of fun, correct?
Exactly.
Good. All right, I'm going to do what I always do with guests. Who are you, and how did you get here?
We know that.
No, because you've done lots of cool stuff before you did this.
Well, I worked for a really good person in news before this, but that wasn't the best.
But you've done radio before, right?
Yes.
Tell us about all the radio background.
In my 20s, I did sports talk radio. I did it in Philadelphia for a while. I was one of the youngest people actually in the country then. We became an ESPN affiliate. I could see what was happening then, how it was going woke. So I got out of sports, and I wanted to do news and politics.
And why do you hate science fiction?
What's to like about it?
My gosh! Dagger in the heart.
It can't happen. That's why. It's make-believe.
What you mean? Nursery rhymes? A bad too?
That's what it is. It's nursery rhymes and cartoons for adults. That's what science fiction is.
Exactly. And I'm 14 years old mentally. Okay, Jeff, are you having fun here?
Yes, I am.
What should we do differently?
With what?
The show. This is you got millions of people listening right now. You got me on the line. You can really nail me now. What would you like? Because we don't do any sports, right?
Yeah, I know. But it's not a time.
Does that
for
make
sports,
you sad?
And sports, I'm becoming less and less interested in sports lately.
Okay. Anything you'd do differently if you were the producer of the show?
We talk about that all the time.
And we've got plans. Guys, exciting, right? It's imminently our new studio.
Yes.
Ooh,
it's going to be good.
It's going to be great.
People on Rumble love it.
The reason I've got him in here, this guy has the, outside of one other person, who I used to work for, this man has the best political instincts ever. I mean, his gut sense is just amazing, especially on candidates and issues. And you're helping me deal with the question of what's happening on the right. First things first, are you worried by this kind of cleavage of screw Ukraine and anyway, they're all owned by George Soros? Or do we make too much of this?
No, because I'd say maybe a month ago, 6 weeks ago, when you kind of saw it happening, I kind of went into it a little bit, like kind of the who cares, you know, a little bit.
Yeah.
And I'm guilty of it, too. And I actually spent, it's funny that you asked me to do this today. I spent a lot of time yesterday when I was smoking that cigar by myself yesterday. I was trying to think about it and what happened to it. And there's three things I'd say. Number one, I think the biggest reason this is happening, we've talked about this before, it's because the media that has lied to us so much for years and years and years and years. People were saying, I'm not going to get fooled again. I think that's one of the biggest things.
Claudia Tenney just said.
Yes.
That people have been deceived for so long, they don't buy the first version of anything.
Exactly. Just look at COVID. Between the masks, the vaccines, the shutdown, the social distancing, everything lied over and over again. Right. The same people are now going to try and push something on you. Your light's going to go up. You know what? I'm not going to get fooled again. There's also a big hangover, I still think, from the Iraq war.
Yes.
That was done by both sides. The establishment's kind of drawing us into it. And people are saying to myself, I don't believe you.
Yeah. My response, brutally honest, which is what he is always, I get very angry. I've done it on this show. I did it earlier today when that woman DM'd me and said, oh, do you like Zelensky now? Because she plays me a comedy riff where he's, in latex and high heels. Do we try and gently get these people to understand they're being fooled? How do we help people who say they're conservatives but are actually strengthening Putin?
Well, here's what you got to forget about. Don't worry about Zelensky. He's the leader. I don't know anything about him, to be honest with you, whether he's good or bad. That has nothing to do with it. Once you start seeing these images, it's about the Ukrainian people.
Right.
And you have a communist, we hate communism, who's rolling tanks in trying to take over a country. It's about the Ukrainian people and stopping this communist march.
And when somebody who says they're conservative, because I don't think these are all bots, I think these are real Americans, say on my feed, well, you do know this KGB colonel, he's a big Christian and he's pro-Christian. What, can I not get pissed at that, Jeff?
No, that... I don't even know how you believe that. That's just... That's decades of being lied to by the establishment and the media. It's right. Beating these people down.
All right. So fun to have you in studio. Last question. He's already working. He's on his phone. He's so busy. He's always running this show, even when he's a guest. You got to give us your take. November, midterms, MAGA, growing, weakening versus the swamp, the rhinos. Where are you right now?
I would say even if Biden and the Democrats did a good job up until 2 weeks ago, just what's happened the last 2 weeks with Ukraine and the gas prices, they're going to get hammered. They cannot overcome these gas prices.
How about this? Because I've seen Democrats say this. A president at war always gets reelected.
Yeah, right. This guy's not at war. He's not even in D.C. half the time. He's not doing anything. He's not a wartime leader.
All right, so that's garbage.
No, complete garbage.
And if we win, if we trounce him, if we take back the Senate, the rhinos are still going to be in control, no?
Yeah, that's a little bit of a problem. How much time do we have here?
We've got a minute.
Here's what I want. Investigation after investigation after investigation. The same thing they did to Trump, do it to them, but actually have some people get in trouble so they don't do it anymore.
Are you uncomfortable? You can't see the clock right now, Mr.
Yeah,
G?
Have you noticed that? That's why I was looking.
Constantly looking at his.
Yeah, and I was trying to subtract the 30 seconds that were on delay from the live time to try and figure out what the clock was.
Hey, don't give everything away.
Everybody knows radio's a delay.
30 seconds.
Seconds, yes.
But those punks that used to call us from their mom's basement, did they know that?
No, the ones that we used to put on hold when the show was over because they didn't even realize the show was over.
No. The ones you used to call up and then troll on their YouTube channels. That was the best.
Oh, I like
on your
those.
Way home from work.
Yeah. What happened to that guy?
Where have you gone? Did your mom take her phone back? Oh, so sad. He is Mr. G. Follow him at Jeff Young Repub, the best producer in the business. I'm Sebastian Gorka. This is America First, coming to you live from the ReliefFactor.com studios. Relief Factor, pain relief that works, pain relief that's real, pain relief that is liberating tens of thousands of Americans from their daily pain, me included. But it's not just me, it's people like Yvonne from California. This is Yvonne's story. Both my husband and I are in our 70s and are so grateful to have found Relief Factor. We tried so many other solutions, but none of them have given us the freedom of being pain-free like Relief Factor. Just those words, pain-free, should be reason enough for you to order your three-week quick starter pack for the paltry sum of $19.95. It'll be at your door in 3 days or less. Take it morning and evening like I do, and I promise you, Dr. G's guarantee, by the end of those 3 weeks, you will know whether it works for you like it works for me, Yvonne, and thousands of your fellow Americans. What can you get for $19.95? That translates to less than a dollar a day. You can't even get a coffee for a dollar a day. Do it today. You deserve to find out if you're the next success story. You've waited long enough. The only thing you have to lose... the pain. Call 800-500-8384, relieffactor.com. That's 800-500-8384, relieffactor.com. Jeff, get back to work.
Fathers brought forth upon this continent a new nation, conceived in liberty and dedicated to the proposition that all men are created equal.
I know not what course others may take, but as for me, give me liberty or give me death.
The world will little note or long remember what we say here, but it can never forget what they did here.
Ask not what your country can do for you. Ask what you can do for your country.
Mr. Gorbachev, tear down this wall.
I can hear you. The rest of the world hears you. And the people... and the people who knock us down will hear all of us soon.
and we will make America great again.
This is America First with Sebastian Gorka.
Chuck, I want to show the video of you carrying this man across the bridge. We need to show people this. What you did, springing into action like this, is literally amazing. Most journalists wouldn't do it. You mentioned sometimes you just have to help. You get any reaction from fellow journalists? Were there other journalists standing there and just watching, Chuck?
Well, I like to think I'm a man first and a journalist second, and I don't think I could call myself a man if I'd sit and watch somebody die because they didn't have somebody to help them across.
I watched that live yesterday on my friend Grant Stinchfield's show on Newsmax. Newsmax's foreign correspondent in theater in Ukraine. A bridge was out. People had to get in and out of a hospital. A double amputee couldn't. So he picked him up and carried him, and we're going to talk to him right now. Chuck Holton, welcome to America First.
It's very nice to be here, Sebastian. Thank you for having me.
Well, God bless you. Just that line, I'd like to think I'm a man first and a journalist second, but he didn't even drop the microphone. You missed the footage if you're not watching us. He was still holding his Newsmax microphone as he was carrying that man. Chuck, God bless you for being in theater. I think we are seeing the resurgence, the revivification of real journalism in theater from brave men like yourself, a former Ranger. Will you tell us where you are and the story for that clip yesterday? What happened in the locale where that was filmed?
Sure. I've been in reporting from downtown Kyiv since the war started, and we've been all over this country doing that. One of the places we went yesterday was Irpin, where the heaviest fighting has been for the last several days near here. There are thousands of people trying to cross that bombed-out bridge that the Russians took down and get across. Unfortunately, they were trying to clear out a hospital on the other side, and a bunch of wounded people started trying to get across all at once. And they sort of overwhelmed the Ukrainian soldiers who were there helping people across. And, you know, at some point you've got enough footage and you just you don't need to get any more. Actually, several journalists pitched in to help. And I think that's more common than people realize, that when you do the job that I do as a war correspondent in places like this around the world, you once in a while will see a journalist that will actually jump in and help because you just can't watch somebody die. And, you know, your humanity takes over and kind of forces you to do something like that.
Well, God bless you. In his bio on Twitter, Ranger Holton, it says Christian Patriot War Correspondent. His podcast is Hot Zone. Follow him right now at Ranger Holton, H-O-L-T-O-N. How long have you been in theater, Chuck?
We've been here for just over a month, and we went down to the disputed regions in the southeast for the first couple of weeks. And traveled around, went to Kherson, went to Mariupol, and all around there. So watching the footage coming out of those things is just heartbreaking right now.
Tell us.
But the Ukrainians are really putting up a fight.
Yeah, tell us what you are seeing. I mean, there's massive misinformation on both sides, and God bless the Ukrainians. Their information operations are superb. It is allegedly today International Women's Day, which is a crock, which is a garbage fake holiday. But I've posted photographs of brave Ukrainian female fighters to celebrate them today. Tell us about how the population is doing, how the Ukrainian military is doing, and can you confirm or are you getting supporting reporting that the Russians are not performing as they might have expected to, Chuck?
You're absolutely right, Sebastian. They are not doing well. As a matter of fact, I think the United States is learning a lot about our major adversary through this conflict because, you know, the Russians didn't take part in the war on terror. And so we never got to see them employ their military capabilities very much. And watching them up against this tiny little force of Ukrainians, and in many cases, the Ukrainians are just cleaning their clocks. As a matter of fact, the Ukrainians are ahead armor now. They've captured so much Russian armor that it's overwhelmed their losses, plus 115 tanks. So they've lost about 250, but they've gained 365.
Hang on, they've actually captured hundreds of functioning main battle tanks.
That's correct, and not only that, they're upgrading their capabilities because the ones they're losing are older versions than the ones that they're capturing. So their capabilities are actually increasing now, and the real problem is they don't have enough people to drive all these tanks. We've seen them on flatbeds going to military bases where they're being repainted and then sent back into the battle.
That's incredible.
So that's something that's not getting a lot of play on the mainstream media.
Now, one of the, well, in my opinion, the best Kremlinologist in the world, who I consulted with a few days ago, said the following, and you may not want to comment on this, but you're a former Ranger, so you understand the requirements in theater. He said, when it comes to assistance to the Ukrainians, we shouldn't be giving them more capabilities of things they need to learn how to do, but more capacity, meaning more munitions, more weapon systems that they can already use and know how to use. Does that sound right to you, that it's numbers over new systems?
For sure. They have plenty of people and plenty of willingness. They certainly have the inclination to do that. They just don't have the wherewithal. And wherever we have given them things that they can employ quickly without a long learning curve, they are employing them very well and just absolutely wiping out, I mean, literally combat brigades of Russian troops. I'm starting to think, I mean, we thought at first that we would have to leave Kyiv within 24 hours after the invasion started. And here we are 13 days in, and they're not even close to getting even within artillery range of Kyiv at this point. The only thing they can do is lob these long-range rockets at the edge of their capabilities up to 40 kilometers away in order to try to hit downtown Kyiv, which makes them very inaccurate and makes them much more likely to hit civilian targets rather than tactical targets. And I'm starting to think that Ukrainians might actually pull this thing off, even with the numerical disparity. They might actually, push out. Wouldn't that be something?
Yeah, that would be.
I mean, look at Russia. Russia is asking Kazakhstan for help. When you have to ask Kazakhstan for military assistance, you know things aren't going well with your campaign.
Talk to us. We're talking to Chuck Colton. He is the foreign correspondent for Newsmax in theater. Talk to us about the Ukrainian people, the civilians. How are they faring? Russia says they are in a military operation to save ethnic Russians from the Nazi hordes committing genocide. Tell us the truth about the Ukrainian people and how they are surviving, Chuck.
Well, I have yet to find one Ukrainian person who wants to be part of Russia. Even when you go down to the majority Russian areas that were close to the Donbass, then to those breakaway regions, there were people who were friendly to the Russians and spoke Russian and everything. But they are Ukrainian. They want to be Ukrainian. They want to stay Ukrainian. And I think Vladimir Putin is finding that out. He did not anticipate, I believe, that the level of commitment that these Ukrainians have to defend their country and their way of life. And he has kind of created a self-fulfilling prophecy. He was concerned about them moving to the West politically and culturally, and this invasion has done nothing but push them further to the West and further into the arms of the West. And so I think that in the final analysis, this is going to end up being a monumental miscalculation for Vladimir Putin.
Well, in the meantime, we know we will get the truth from the ground. Follow him right now. He is Ranger Holton on Twitter, Ranger, H-O-L-T-O-N. His podcast is Hot Zone. He is the individual who, when a bridge was down, when a hospital needed to be evacuated, he picked up one of the patients, a double amputee, and carried him to safety. Absolutely incredible. Thank you for everything you are doing. Thank you for your service to this nation, firstly, in uniform, and now your service to the truth. I'm Sebastian Gorka. This is America First. Wherever you are, whatever you're doing, make sure you are subscribed to our podcast. Go to Spotify, look for my name, Sebastian Gorka. America First, subscribe today. It's free. Make sure you never, ever miss a moment. We're going to talk to a former senior advisor to Vladimir Putin in the third hour. Incredible stuff. You don't want to miss a moment. Back after these messages. We'll be right back.
portions of America First are brought to you in part by Stand With Israel Tour.
We are going to speak for the whole third hour to a former prime ministerial and presidential advisor to the Kremlin. Yes, he was economics advisor to Vladimir Putin, Professor Andrei Ilyarinov, who is going to give us an inside view, the likes of which you will not hear anywhere else, on who that man really is. Make sure that you are subscribed to the podcast. Go to Spotify, look for my name, Sebastian Gorka, America First. Never miss an episode. Write a review, share the links. You do not want to miss the third hour today. But now, let's discuss somebody who I love the last few weeks, couple of months. People like Jordan Peterson and Elon Musk are getting increasingly political, especially with their tweets. Most recently, Elon Musk had this to say. Remember how he made his money? You know, things like electric cars. I hate to say it, but we need to increase oil and gas output immediately. Wow, a truth teller who's making money out of electric cars saying we need more oil and gas. Well, we'd love to have Elon Musk on the show, but he's an elusive character. And he did, however, give an interview to the Babylon Bee, where they discussed fake news like CNN. Cut nine.
You could be on CNN right now.
Yeah.
You know?
John Lennon could be
a real news organization. Yeah. Yeah, I'm just throwing it out there. Yeah. I don't know.
Unfortunately, I just, you know, haven't, you know, I guess, you know, what was it you said? The requirement for being a CNN, job at CNN is...
Are you a pervert?
I'm not perverted enough, yeah. I guess. I don't know.
In that lilting South African-Canadian accent, I'm just not perverted enough to work for CNN. The man asking the questions there was the editor-in-chief of the Babylon Bee, and we've been trying to get him on the show for weeks. Kyle Mann, welcome aboard.
Yeah, thanks for having me.
So I got to ask first, before we get to the Babylon Bee, how did you snag Elon? Give us the story. Give us the scoop.
Yeah, it was totally random, and it was an insane whirlwind. We just DM'd him on Twitter and said, will you do an interview with us? And he said, sure, fly out here tomorrow. And that's how quick it was.
So you DM'd Elon Musk, and he said, yeah, the mountain better come to Muhammad. So you went to him. You had the interview with your team. Tell us, you guys, let's post the video right now. Let's put it on my Twitter, Truth Social, Facebook feeds. You got to watch the video because it's a rare insight into this guy who just thinks a little bit differently. Give us your take, for those who haven't seen it, what kind of individual Elon Musk is.
Well, he came across to me as incredibly authentic, incredibly intelligent. You know, the guy who can just respond and say, yeah, come on out and interview me. You know, that's something that most people, you have to go through PR folks. You know, most people are going off written material. They have speech writers and they're very concerned about their public image. And he was just someone who just wanted to kind of have fun and let his hair down and come and just hang out with us. You know, he just walked into the room chugging a White Claw. And so we were all very nervous. You know, it was a big experience for us. And for him, it was just, yeah, I'd love to come and chat with you guys for a couple of hours. So incredibly bright, incredibly intelligent. And he had a great sense of humor, as you could see in that clip from where he's talking about not being perverted enough to be on CNN.
He's the editor-in-chief of the Babylon Bee, the satirical publication. Every day something comes up on my feed from the Babylon Bee. And, you know, it's half social commentary. Sometimes it's funny. Sometimes it's just damning indictment of political correctness out of control. It's BabylonBee.com. Follow him right now. The_Kyle_man with two N's on Twitter. Tell us one thing. We're going to talk in the next segment about the genesis of Babylon Bee, how you were born, what your mission set is. But tell us about something that surprised you when it came to your interview with Elon.
Yeah, just the fact that we could ask really technical questions and he could give very long, in-depth answers. And at the same time, he joked around with us. So we had kind of funny questions written where we would ask him a really technical question about rocket science.
Yes.
And you would expect someone that was that high up not to have those answers, but he would be able to give you a very technical, scientific, detailed explanation you know, just right off the cuff. So that was incredible.
Yeah, a geeky guy who's a fun guy. And you can tell there's a phrase we say in Hungarian. He's an individual who's got one extra cog up there, up in his head. You know, seriously, that genius level, one extra level of processing. We're talking to Kyle Mann, the man who snagged the exclusive interview with none other than Elon Musk. We'll be talking to him again momentarily here on America First, coming to you live from the ReliefFactor.com studios right now. You are fully aware that there is a full-scale assault on truth and your right to speak in America. From YouTube to podcasters, the left is waging a war on freedom of speech with the help of big tech and the U.S. government. Thankfully, there are still a handful of companies that believe in our Constitution. That's why I am proud to partner with Patriot Mobile, America's only Christian conservative cell phone provider, and I would like you to do so as well. They offer broad nationwide coverage with the same cell phone tower system as their major carriers, but better, much better service with plans to fit every budget and a 100% US-based team with superlative customer support. This organization, this company, additionally shares your values. They have donated hundreds of thousands of dollars to organizations fighting for religious freedom, the Constitution, the sanctity of life, and our veterans and first responders. Make the switch today. You can keep your old mobile phone number. It's so easy. Call 972-PATRIOT, promo code G-O-R-K-A, or go to patriotmobile.com/Gorka. Extra discounts for veterans and first responders. Go with a company that shares your values, that's in the fight with you. That's 972 to Patriot, promo code Gorka, or patriotmobile.com/GORKA. Do it today.
Sniffing and looking, yeah. But what if somebody came in and said, you know what, we are going to subpoena all his account records and this and that, and then all of a sudden we make the news. So it's a more of a reputation risk.
A reputation risk. Is that your justification for shutting down 9 of Mike Lindell's bank accounts? That's the senior vice president for Heartland Financial in Minnesota. He's not a criminal. He hasn't committed a crime. He's a conservative, so they shut down all of his accounts, including his personal account and the one for his foundation that supports former addicts. Let's push back. Let's support Mike right now. He is in the center of the crosshairs for the cancel culture fascists. Support him. Go to MyPillow.com. Buy whatever you want from his more than 150 products. Use my name, G-O-R-K-A, and Mike will give you up to 66% off. Call 800-829-8468 or just go to MyPillow.com, promo code G-O-R-K-A. That's MyPillow.com, promo code Gorka. We are back with the editor-in-chief of the Babylon Bee. I don't know whether it's a news site or satire half the time because reality is bad enough. Kyle, tell us, I didn't realize the unusual genesis of your organization. It didn't really start out as a site for comedic relief. So tell us the genesis of Babylon Bee.
Yeah, we launched in 2016, 6 years ago, and we started doing kind of Christian satire, church jokes, that kind of stuff. And it launched right in the middle of the 2016 election, so there was a lot of Christians that didn't know if they were going to go for Trump or not. And so us kind of being able to make light of that whole situation and have a lot of fun with it, I think brought a lot of people on. And they realized, like, we're writing comedy that doesn't hate conservatives, you know. And if you've ever watched any late night recently, it's yeah. All that stuff, anger and rage, you know. So it was something that was very different and refreshing in the comedy space.
Let me ask you, somebody who's really nailed it, the latest piece I saw, and I did a screen cap, is liberals won't, what is it, don't have masks anymore, so they have t-shirts saying I'm a good person. Why have we of late in recent decades been not really good at the culture thing? Can you explain the paucity of conservatives when it comes to the cultural arena?
Yeah, I think that conservatives tended to take themselves so seriously. You know, there was kind of the stereotype of the conservative or the religious person that was just grumpy and legalistic and pointing at everyone, you know, and they were kind of the ones who were just so self-obsessed. And that has really flipped in recent years, where the left are now so zealously religious about their beliefs that they are unable to laugh at themselves. And I think we on the right have kind of made that shift too, where we're not, we are able to make fun of ourselves and use comedy to make fun of the left and to poke fun at worldviews. So I think there has been kind of that shift. But yeah, I think comedy doesn't really do well if you aren't able to make fun of yourself. And I think that's where we've kind of done a bad job at both culture and comedy on the right in decades past.
Do you think that something's about to turn there when you look at the fact that the left can't do talk radio, late night comedy is a disaster of vituperation and political bile? Do you think maybe that we may become the cool kids on the right?
Well, I don't know if we'll ever be the cool kids, but I think we're okay with that. I mean, that's part of the advantage that we have. I mean, if you're so concerned about being cool and you're so concerned about being in the mainstream, then you're never really going to be able to be subversive as comics. And I think that's part of the struggle, is the left has become mainstream. They own the cultural center of our country, and yet they think that they're these rebels who are, you know, making fun of everybody who has the cultural power, while they themselves have the cultural power. So it's such a great, that's what makes them such a great target for comedy. And yeah, I do think Trump really kind of broke the left when it comes to comedy, and that's created a great space for people on the internet and on TV shows and websites like our own to make jokes from the right. And I think that's been really successful.
BabylonBee.com, on Twitter, the_Kyle_man, 2 N's. The book that he has behind him, very strategically positioned, is The Babylon Bee Guide to Wokeness. I actually want to read that. When you talk about, you know, it started as a Christian thing, an evangelical thing, or, you know, church thing, where is that relationship right now? Because President Trump is not going anywhere. I know he's running in 2024. Is the Christian right at peace with this man or not yet, Kyle?
Well, it's always been a bit of an uneasy alliance, yes. But I think a lot of us, I mean, speaking personally, you know, I was kind of Trump agnostic. I didn't really vote for him or do anything like that in 2016. And then when 2020 came around, me and a lot of people I know said, you know what, this guy's the best chance for us. Maybe we don't agree with him or agree with his lifestyle and everything that he's done, and yet he's the only one who has any chance of defending religious freedom, defending pro-life causes. And so I think a lot of us kind of made that peace and said, you know what, in a practical sense, we have to kind of ally ourselves with people that normally, you know, we wouldn't see as part of the Christian culture or anything. So I think a lot of us have made that peace in recent years, and I think you'll see a lot of turnout on the Christian right for Trump in 2024.
Explain to our millions of listeners across the country the name Babylon Bee.
Yeah, Babylon Bee. It just came about because as Christians, we feel like we are living in exile. We're living in Babylon, and we wanted to kind of have this idea that we're writing reports or dispatches from Babylon. And, you know, the bee is nice because it has a stinger, and good comedy and good satire should sting a little bit.
Nicely put. He's got Cara Dune, he's got Gina Carano behind him, as I do here with my action figure. She's supposed to be on the show imminently. I just want to know why he's got a respirator behind him. Has he got some intel from Moscow that we should be aware of? He's got a gas mask behind him. In the meantime, get educated, have a little laugh. It's the BabylonBee.com. We've been talking to its editor-in-chief, Kyle Mann. Follow him on Twitter, the_Kyle_man, and check out, we've posted the video of their exclusive interview with none other but Elon Musk. Thank you, Kyle. I'm Sebastian Gorka, former strategist to President Trump, currently member of the National Security Education Board, and we are coming to you live from the ReliefFactor.com studios. Relief Factor, pain relief that works, pain relief that's real, pain relief that is liberating tens of thousands of Americans from their daily pain, me included. Yes, I had a lower back pain issue that plagued me for 9 years, almost a decade. I took Relief Factor, and 2 weeks later, I was pain-free, and I'm still pain-free more than 3 years later. But it's not just me. It's people across the country, like Alicia from California. This is Alicia's story. I'm a grocery store worker and was working doubles during the coronavirus shutdown. At 52 years old, my two bad knees were not getting a rest. I literally limped to and from bed. 2 days into Relief Factor and the pain has decreased substantially. So thankful for this amazing product. What a story. That should be your story. That could be your story, but there's only one way to find out. But it's super easy. Order the 3-week quick starter pack at relieffactor.com. It'll be at your door in 3 days or less. Take it morning and evening like I do, and I promise you, Dr. G's guarantee, by the end of those 3 weeks, you will know whether it works for you, like it works for me, Alicia, and thousands of your fellow Americans. You've waited long enough. You know it makes sense. What have you got to lose? Accept the pain. Call today, 800-500-8384, relieffactor.com, 800-500-8384, relieffactor.com.
Star General Michael J. Flynn, head of the Pentagon Intelligence Agency, knew all the government's dirty secrets.
He was one of the most respected generals in the military.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to. He understood its funding.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
The explosive new documentary, Flynn, deliver the truth, whatever the cost, and covers the facts behind this scandal.
Flynn told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire.
I find out the worst enemy that I'm going to face in my life is right here in America. They took my assessment and they wanted me to change it. And I was like, I'm not changing it.
They had to get rid of Flynn.
With in-depth interviews, archival footage, and never before seen personal records of the man behind the headlines.
I just felt like I was drowning.
Flynn, deliver the truth, whatever the cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to salemnow.com. Salemnow.com.